somebody with somebody who loves. Something this. Oh no, I don't hear it. Don't you wanna dance,
baby?
Don't you wanna dance?
We don't do backup.
We don't edit.
Don't you wanna dance? We're professional singers.
With somebody
who loves me.
Don't you wanna dance? Say you wanna dance. Don't you wanna dance? Don't you wanna dance? Say you wanna dance. Don't you wanna dance? Don't you wanna dance? Say you wanna dance.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, everybody.
With somebody who loves me. Ooh. You guys, welcome to Zap.
Welcome, Zap, 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 Zap Attack. I'm sorry about my screaming, you guys.
It's okay. I think we played that before, but if you've known me for at least a month, you know that's my favorite song at the moment. And
as it should be.
As it should be, yeah, because it's a great song.
It's such a good feel-good song.
Yeah, you can
get
out any
funk. I don't understand people who don't listen to feel-good songs.
Like, only sad songs?
I feel like people that are just, like, everything goes right for them, like, want to hear sad songs to have some feeling. But it's
maybe.
Excuse me. I don't feel like listening to anything that's
no,
not
that just would make
happy.
Me worse.
Yeah. Like, I'll go into a dark hole.
I'm already in a dark hole, and I'm trying to get out.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah. dark hole. You're out. You're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
You're glowing.
Not out, but I'm climbing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to be open about anxiety, you guys.
Anxiety and depression, which I'm going through a wave right now.
Which is beautiful.
Which is fine and normal
talk
and
about,
healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally beautiful to talk about. Because I used to keep that shit inside.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone knew anyways because I wasn't myself.
Right.
And they try to help and I would reject it as much as I could.
Yeah.
But, hi, I tried to commit suicide 3 times. That's not going to work! That doesn't work.
Speak
out and be happy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm on a new wave.
Yes.
I think I'm getting out of the funk.
I think you are, too.
Yeah, yeah. We played that song
three times. I think you know there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like,
yeah.
I know
where before
this,
you didn't.
Yeah. I didn't think so. That's why I tried so many other things.
Yeah.
But this too shall pass.
You've done the work.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I'll be fine.
And the whole thing
it just
is
sucks being
people,
in it.
People that get depressed, they get the highest, too. They
oh,
get,
yeah. The
they
best
get,
part of being so low is the high that you get
yeah,
afterwards.
Yeah, the high after
and
is the
it's
best.
Unexplainable.
But you forget. You forget
oh, yeah,
that
totally.
It will
you're
come
like
back.
Blinded by it.
By
and you're in like a tunnel vision
it's quicksand.
Of sad. Yeah.
It's quicksand and you're drowning.
Totally. And you don't think you can get out and then it's like, oh, by the way, there's like a ladder over there.
Yeah.
Like you can totally
and then you get
at
the
out.
Ladder and then there's a unicorn on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
and
get
then,
on it and you fly away.
And you're like, oh my
it's
god.
A flying
I wasn't
unicorn.
Even thinking about that. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So you're, yeah,
yeah,
I'll be on the up very soon.
Yeah.
But who knows? I'm strong and powerful and I can conquer it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've been listening to Bashar.
Yes. And Abraham.
And Bashar says, fear doesn't even really exist,
mm-mm.
You know, it's our imagination. It's just like darkness and light, like light is love, and when there's darkness, you shine the light in it, and it goes away. Like, if you have fear and you give it unconditional love, it goes away, because love is real and fear isn't.
Yeah, the only thing that's real is love.
Yeah, we're like, fear, but if you have a ton of love and you throw fear on it, it doesn't work. But you can take fear and throw love on it, and
right.
It works.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like you can't have light and throw darkness on it, it never happens. But
yeah.
You can take darkness and throw light on it.
Exactly.
So it's all
right
about
now.
Love. Love. Only thing that's real.
Yep.
Speaking of love, did you hear that we got a fan letter?
No, I didn't.
Okay, not from Brian Cook, but we
okay.
do have to do our shout-out. I
yeah.
just can't
we'll just
believe
shout
it.
Him out right now before, because, I mean,
he made bumper stickers.
He made a license plate for me, and I was like, I don't even have a car. Why are you
oh
doing
my
this?
God,
why
that's amazing.
This? I know.
That's amazing. Maybe
it's
he's going to
so,
buy you a car.
Maybe. I would love for Brian Cook to buy me a car.
I bet he will. A
yeah.
Zap car.
See, why not? Yeah.
Did the license plate just say Zap?
It said Zap, and then T, heart, J, heart, B, C.
Amazing.
It fit all on there. I know.
How sweet.
I know.
Prime. Thumbs up. You're the best.
Thumbs up. Thank you so much for the license plate and the bumper stickers.
You're great.
Yeah.
So if you guys see Zap bumper stickers around, thank Brian Cook.
Yeah, don't thank us. We had nothing to do with it.
Follow Brian on Twitter and tell him thank you.
Yeah, tweet at him, thank you, love other Zap fans.
Yeah.
He'll know exactly what you're talking about.
All the Zap fans.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Zap, was there a time this week that you zapped a negative and turned it into a positive?
I think just random things where I'm thinking too much about stuff that it's like makes me anxious.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to tell myself, like, hey, like, you don't have to think about these things. Yeah. You should write them down and then you won't go crazy.
Right.
Because none of it is helping when you're in your head constantly. Thinking.
They say to put a time when you're going to allow yourself to worry.
Yeah.
I like that.
I haven't done that yet.
I haven't done that either. I keep putting it off.
I'd rather worry. No, I just haven't thought of doing that. I don't think I've been worried about anything as of right now because I don't like feeling stressed. And it's never added anything to anything.
No way.
It's never helped in any situation.
Worry
so I'm
is
not
praying for
about.
Something you don't want to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So Jacoby blew her own mind.
Yeah.
And she said it.
I did
it. Yeah. Stress has never helped anyone anytime.
No.
So it's like, why should I feel that
no
way?
No way.
I'm choosing not
fight,
to.
Fight or flight was for the old times. Like,
yeah.
You don't need that anymore. So,
exactly.
But sometimes your body goes into it.
Yeah. Fight, flight, or freeze.
Especially if you have too much coffee.
Yeah, which we both did.
Yeah.
And we're just fighting that flight to shit our ass.
Whoa!
Just kidding.
Our other... Never kidding. It's all true. Jason Hamilton from North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote in. He said, thank you for opening my eyes about Frank Sinatra Jr. and the trunk. I think this is the best conspiracy theory out there. I am on it, ladies, and I will let you know what I come up with.
Oh my god, is he gonna be a detective for
it? I think so.
Are both Franks dead?
Yes.
So that might put a pin in that theory.
But maybe Frank Jr.'s alive and hiding in a trunk.
I thought, true, because he loves trunks. Clearly he won't say no to one.
Yeah.
He'll climb right in there.
He went from one to another, looking up
like
fast,
that, without any
without
hesitation.
Question.
Maybe he can question the cops that asked him.
Yeah,
that would be
I
want
to do that too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're really doing it. You know what? Thank you for the letter, but we'll take over from
here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put it on my to-do list right now.
Yeah.
Find,
to do is like go for a walk, get coffee, and then
that
find the cops.
Put Frank Jr. in a
I'm
truck.
Sure in the documentary it lists their first and last name. Or where they're from, at least.
Can we just tweet, are you the cop that put Frank in the trunk? Please
to anyone with
contact.
The same name?
Please DM.
Yeah, totally. Like, if their name
Do
is,
you
like...
Do you call it DM or PM?
DM. On Twitter, because it's called direct message.
Where is it PM?
Private message? I think anywhere else.
Twitter's the only one that's DM.
Yeah, because it says direct message
All
on
the
website.
All the other ones are PM.
Yeah, but I always say DM anyway.
I always say DM, too, because I started with that.
I've never heard...
But then other people are like, PM, and I'm like, what is that?
I don't know.
From Rose Monahan?
Yeah. Oh, your initials. You shouldn't say it's Jackie Primrose Monahan.
Yeah. Jackie Primrose Monahan.
Okay, yeah, we're going to find those cops and message them.
Yeah, we need
because
to
Because I need
out.
To know.
We need more information.
Yeah. We need more information than you do. What was his name? John?
John Hamilton from North Carolina.
Right.
Wait, let's go back to Whitney Houston. What? Guess who's coming back to stand-up?
Okay, I have an idea. I want to do stand-up. Oh, okay. I want to talk about this. How come no one mentions how horny weed makes you, by the way?
Oh, shit.
No one talks about it. And it's like, stop the presses. I need to do something to take care of this. But it's also funny because you're laughing the entire time.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'm like, I'm going to get back into stand-up just so I can rant about this.
Oh, I
no
love
one talks
it.
About it. But then I was like, well, I don't have anything else to say. But I love that song that we played, I Just Want to Dance with Somebody, by Whitney Houston. And I have this speaker that's really small that I can carry everywhere with me. And I want to play it in the last 5 minutes of every set I have. So I'm gonna be like, you guys, I'm gonna play this song, I'm gonna sing it, and I can't sing, and I'm not saying that to be like, I can't sing, and then it's like, an opera singer. It's like, no, I truly cannot. You heard. You heard me.
You guys heard.
That was me trying my best. And I just want to sing that song. And I want people to join me. If they want to.
Yeah. No pressure, think they will. I think it'll be even funnier if they don't.
I think it'll be so funny if no one does. Yeah. And it's just me.
But it'll be magic if everybody does. And I think they will.
I think so, too. And maybe I'll print out lyrics if they want to sing along.
Yeah.
But I think like everybody knows that song.
I don't think you have to do
I don't think I have to do that either. I mean, I could do it on Company Ink and Company Time.
Oh.
Company Paper.
Then that might be fun.
Right.
Then that might be really
but
fun.
I think it'd be better to not do it. Because I feel like people won't believe me.
Yeah.
That I'm going to do that. And it's like, oh, no, honey. I'm pressing play on this song.
To.
Yeah. And I want to do it every time. And it's, in LA, a lot of sets are only like 8 minutes long. So, hey, 3 minutes about weed making you horny, and then 5 minutes of this song, and I'm done.
It's amazing.
So, yeah, I'm just going to do it.
That's good.
I think it's funny and stupid.
I think it's amazing.
And I think I just like that song so much, and I want to play it every time I'm with someone, because I want them to sing along with me.
Yeah.
And I figured this is a great way,
to get it to happen.
Rope everyone into doing it.
Like,
almost gun to your head.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lock the doors. We're singing
a song.
Do you
ever see Adventures in Babysitting?
A long time ago.
And they were like, nobody leaves here without singing the blues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like, nobody leaves here without singing Whitney Houston.
I have a gun to this mic.
Whitney Houston.
You guys,
have
she
we,
died.
Have we talked about the woman that sang Whitney Houston on the plane?
I feel like we have, but I love hearing about that story because it's so crazy.
Well, she couldn't sing either, and she got on the plane. But
well,
if we already talked about it.
The plane was going to...
The plane was going from New York to L.A.
But I think we talked about it on an episode that we did like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the plane was going from New York to L.A.
It was a long flight.
And halfway, they stopped in Kansas. Halfway.
That was already planned? Or they stopped for this woman?
No.
Oh, okay. So no
layovers.
They had
to take her off the plane.
When did she start? When she was buckled?
This is why I need more information.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tell me
if anybody has any information on this. I want to reenact it, to be honest.
Perfect.
To see what happens when somebody does it. Because as soon as I heard about it, okay, so what happened is the plane gets in the air, the woman starts singing "And I Will Always Love You" by Whitney
and
Houston.
Bittersweet
memories. That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you dreamed of. And I. Okay. So.
We'll always
love
you.
So. This woman.
That was my real voice.
My real voice, too. That's me trying to do
that. That was me doing a Whitney Houston impersonation.
So the woman sang it over and over and over again until they had to do an emergency landing because she wouldn't stop singing. Mm-hmm. So I was.
That's
somebody,
the whole story.
I just heard this and then didn't
you
hear
saw
anything
clip.
Else. So then I was like, I need to know. I was like, what is this woman doing? Is she a professional singer?
Mm-hmm. Like, does she have a good voice?
Does she have a good voice? Like, and she's like, I got a captive audience finally.
Yeah, I'm gonna make.
That might be an agent.
Live in the now, and I'm gonna sing because we're all going to LA, and there might be an agent or manager on here.
Nope.
One, no. Two, don't do that.
Yeah, don't.
We're
do
all
that.
Trapped up here,
nobody
girl.
Wants that.
Don't do
yeah.
that. No one's asking for that. No one wants it. I love that you're following your heart, but.
Yeah.
Listen to your brain.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, maybe I should
see,
do
that's
this.
The whole thing.
An
I wouldn't
mic.
Do... I annoy people, but not for that long.
No, I don't... I also think if someone was like, ma'am, excuse me, can you please stop? You would be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I would be like, all right.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, oh, let me
Were
keep singing
like,
the song.
If I was on that plane, I would try to like throw
food
Dramamine
in
into her mouth
oh, smart.
So that she would fall
yeah,
asleep.
Yeah. I would...
I'd be like, everybody get
I would
Dramamine.
Be like, excuse me, sir or ma'am next to her. Can you get up so I can sing along? Because this
yeah.
is just...
Like, why not?
Yeah,
you can't
exactly.
beat him.
She's
join
not
going to
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing, and I'm going to sing worse than this bitch. Yeah.
But that's... Well, I never thought of that strategy.
I would do that.
That
would have
been the
be
best
like,
strategy.
Hey, we're all here.
That would have been the best
I'm
strategy.
Sing with
nobody
you.
Thought of that.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
bet nobody thought of that.
I don't think so.
This
I
is what I bet.
Quiet.
I bet the people that were not sitting right next to her,
mm-hmm.
I bet they... also, you guys, her voice was exactly like mine. I was like, it could have been
even
me singing it.
Yeah, someone probably... just heard that and was like,
I couldn't believe it. So, yeah, they probably thought it was me. So, the worst voice in America. So, can you imagine? All right, so I timed it. 3.5 hours. That song is...
That's how long she sang?
Yeah. She sang for 3.5 hours, that song, over and over again. That song is 3 minutes long. So, imagine hearing like this. Bittersweet memory. Like, you hear that more than 100 times. Is all, like, not again, please. Like, every single time.
New song.
Every single time, they're probably like, please, let this be the end. And then it would just start again.
Can you at least sing how well
bittersweet memories. So,
saving all my life for you next.
So, so I feel like the people. And I feel like the people.
I will always. Is this bothering you?
No. I feel like the people that were sitting far away, they were like, just keep going. Just keep going to LA.
Yeah.
Like, let's just
like, fight the bullet. Yeah.
We don't want to do a landing. We don't want to do a takeoff.
We'll be fine.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
But I bet the people that were in her vicinity were like, we got to get her off here.
Yeah.
Like, I bet they were making that insane.
For sure.
I bet that's what happened.
No.
But I want to know.
I have 1,000 questions. And I know you don't have the answers, but I'm putting this out to
the universe.
I want
Jason Hamilton to find that out.
Stop the Frank Sinatra thing. We're on that, obviously.
Yeah.
Move on to this woman. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know, how old was she? Was she traveling with anyone else?
Oh.
Did she start when, like, it was already, before, what's that shit called when you take off? Like, turbulence? Did she wait until, like, everything was smooth? We're already in the air.
Right.
Did she have a drink?
Right.
Regular
need so
alcohol?
Much information.
Did she get a snack? Was this before or after peanuts? Was someone, like, did she just go, I'm going to sing this song to anyone next to her? Or did she just belt it out?
I think she stood up and sang it.
So she's
standing? When they were pulling her off,
she
was
still singing
it.
Yeah. Okay. And I feel like she was a white woman, right?
Yes. Yeah. You know what? They don't show.
Oh, okay.
You just see her pink pants.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're
huge,
pink pants.
Yeah.
I wear pink pants. Yeah. Too. But...
And
yeah, I couldn't
I
tell.
Know
I don't know.
Why she was in New York and why she was going to LA.
I think she was white. I think I might have seen her hands.
Probably.
Sorry. Yeah.
Anything that's a really crazy headline,
yeah,
I don't really need to know.
White.
It's usually a white person.
Yeah.
The joke on Twitter is, yeah, like someone will quote a tweet that says, person in so-and-so did this crazy thing. And then someone will quote that tweet and they'll be like, yep, I checked. They were, and they won't say anything else.
Ah, that's awesome. Because
they're white.
They're white.
I need to know why that song. Was it around when she died?
No.
Okay. So it wasn't a tribute.
No.
Okay. And I need to know, if she thinks she has a good voice.
I need to know all of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the tip of the questions I have.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll come up with 100 more later.
If anybody has any answers, if anybody was on that plane.
Please
or knows anybody
us.
That was on that plane.
Yeah.
Please. Please.
I feel like I want to put out.
That's going to be the title of this episode. If you were on that plane where the woman sung Whitney Houston, please contact
please
us.
Please contact us.
Please.
And then both of our Gmail accounts.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so down for that.
And
I want to tweet it, like, once a year and be like, this is my annual tweet of, like, if you were on this flight,
please
message me.
Please.
You will be getting invoiced.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to know everything.
Yeah.
So many unanswered questions.
I know. I have 1,000. We're the same in that, like, I can't just find something
else. I can't
and
move
so
on.
Walk away. No,
yeah.
No, no, no. I need to know everything. I need to know right now.
Yeah. Now.
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 When did that happen? Like 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Okay. Well, I'm going to look it up after this.
Yeah,
definitely. Maybe we'll close out with her singing.
Yeah. So we were talking about synchronicity.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any interesting synchronicities?
No. I want to say no.
I think it's important for everybody out there. I know Brian Cook, we talked about it with him, and he's doing it already. And I keep telling myself to do it, and then I get a little lax on it. And I think we should all do it. It's like, put a thing in your phone of synchronicities in the notes, or write it down in a journal, because the more synchronicities that you have, the more you get, and the more you know you're on the right path of
yes,
life.
Yes, that is true.
It's kind of wild. Yeah. So I think really looking for them and being aware of them and remembering them
yes,
is pretty rad. It's kind of magical.
Yeah.
So one that happened to me today is I was at my writer's group with a bunch of people, and everybody was laughing and talking about how at Trader Joe's they think that the people that come up with the food just get really stoned and like, yeah, this is going to taste like...
Pepperoni mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Huge stoner.
Pepperoni mac and
huge
cheese.
Huge stoner meal.
Cookie dough, cookies.
Yeah.
Butter
cookie dough,
cookie,
yeah. Ice cream, but it's just cookie dough frozen.
Yeah.
I assume. Yeah.
It's just like definitely stoned.
It's all great.
So then I, after, went to Trader Joe's, completely forgetting about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting coffee at the little sample section. And because it's so fun to go there and you get a shot of coffee. Like, you don't
yeah,
have
and a little snacky.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't get a whole coffee.
No.
So you're not like wired. You get
yeah.
a little.
You get a great shot of it.
A great
yeah.
shot
yeah,
of
yeah.
it. Afternoon shot. I wish
yeah.
you could get an afternoon shot. It's not like espresso, but a
yeah.
little shot of coffee is kind
That's
of amazing.
That's when you go to Trader Joe's.
So I'm getting that little shot, and all of a sudden the door swung open from the back, and all these the workers were having their like work meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They called it like a powwow or something. I'm not sure.
Something cute in Trader Joe's.
Yeah, some really cute Trader Joe's thing. And the girl next to me was working there, and I was like, "Hey, what if I go just stand there and pretend I work here and, like, join in on it?" And she's like, you should. She's like, you'll get to have our new bar cheese with this amazing olive breadstick. And she looked like she was totally stoned. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, that's a combo.
Yeah.
You know?
And that happened today. You talked
yeah.
about everyone being
stoned. It happened
stoned.
An hour later.
And
it
then you went to Trader Joe's and they're all stoned.
It had happened an hour later.
Yeah.
And, like, I've never been there where the door got stuck open and
right.
saw the whole crowd.
Yeah, I've seen the doors open, but I never seen a whole group
yeah.
sitting there either.
And they were all so happy. Like,
which,
like
that
I've
is
worked,
true.
I've worked at so many different places where they had, like, a powwow or whatever
yeah.
before, and you just, all the employees look like they want to kill themselves.
Exactly. I've
and
been
these
in those
people,
powwows.
These people were just like, ah, ha, ha. Everybody's laughing,
yeah.
having a good time. I couldn't believe it.
Trader Joe's is the only safe space.
It is a safe space.
It's the only place where Republicans and Democrats can get along.
I love
And everyone's treated equally there.
Yeah. It's so great.
Yeah. Like you said, the world should be...
The world should run more like Trader
yeah,
Joe's. Like,
exactly.
When I see people not being like Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, why? Like, they're proving that this system works.
Exactly.
Where you're nice to your employees. Like,
and
go
you pay
and,
them right. You give them benefits.
Go
you, they don't have to buy uniforms because you give them, like, the shirts at least.
Yeah. Going in there
yeah.
is always pleasant.
Always.
The employees.
And if anyone's ever had a bad experience, it's been said. And it's been like, everyone's been shocked. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, you had a bad experience at Trader
yeah,
Joe's?
I don't understand.
Also, it's probably your fault if you had
yeah.
a bad experience.
Yeah.
Because there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah. It is a safe
blame.
Space.
Yeah, it's a safe space.
Pro Trader Joe's. But the whole world should run like that.
Agreed.
The employees
1,000%.
Are happy.
They are. They're not like annoying and they're not like robots.
And they're allowed to kind of be themselves.
Yeah, totally.
Their personalities can shine through.
Exactly.
You can tell they have fun with each other and they're not yelled at. Like, at
right.
other places, like, the employees are like,
you can tell they're scared.
They're scared.
They're
and
like,
people
fuck,
are,
I'm gonna get fired.
And the managers are like bothered by their joy.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, yeah, are you laughing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
Blah. Yeah,
and the
exactly.
whole world is not following Trader Joe's.
That's why it's so successful. It's
yeah.
my dream job.
It is. It should be.
It is.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking.
I love how you work at a great place and your dream job is Trader
yeah,
Joe's.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not like that. Is
because
it like that?
No. If it was, I would not even dream about working at
Trader Joe's.
I almost applied there just to work on the weekends, but I was like, they won't hire me for that. Probably.
Maybe they would.
I might.
Because some people
it's
probably
so
don't.
Nice.
Some people probably don't want to work on the weekends.
I think almost everyone doesn't want to.
I think
don't
that
give
if
a
you
shit.
Were like, I want to work on the weekends, they'd be like, hire
work weekends,
this girl.
Or holidays. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I just want to work there. I think it'd be great.
Yeah.
Like, I low key was like, wow, I hope this place goes under so I can just apply to Trader Joe's on Hollywood and Vine.
Oh my God. So funny.
I will work there.
I will Trader Joe's. Okay. So one time. Okay. So something funny that I did this week that, I don't edit. I'm not gonna say who it is, but a friend of mine is kind of nepish. Is that the word?
I don't know what that means.
That's what they call themselves. But
he used it, so then you can use it.
So I can use it, but I don't really know what it means. But just like quiet. And anyway, so all his friends yell at him. And he said he likes hanging out with me because I don't yell at him. Like, they're always like...
What do they yell at him about?
They're always like, you need to do this. You need to do that. You know what your problem is? You need to do this. Sounds
like you should get better friends.
You need to do that.
Those don't sound like friends.
And I was like, hey.
Keep talking.
I was like,
my hat fell. So
I'm like, you're doing everything right.
It fell because I accidentally threw it.
I was like, you're doing everything right. Uh-huh. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, because they were like, you need to get married. Why don't you live with anybody?
Who cares?
And I'm like, why are you listening to these people?
Right.
But they say it to him so much that he starts to think it. And I'm like, quit it. No more.
Don't care what other people think.
But then I did the opposite of it. So in public, he was filming me, and we were pretending I was yelling at him.
Mm-hmm.
So then I came home and got on the video, and it just degraded him
in a video. Joke just to send to him?
As a total joke.
You're like,
send
to him. I'm you because all your friends do it.
And he sent it to the friends, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew he was going to send it to the friends.
But you did it just for him, or you knew because he was going to send it to friends?
I knew he would send it to the friends.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I thought they would for sure... be like, this is a joke.
Right.
No. These are things that they said. They're like, she's batshit crazy. I didn't know they made people like that.
Oh, my God.
What a handful. She keeps harassing you. You should call the cops. She threatened to send people.
What did you say? Jesus.
I was crazy.
Dark.
Her eyes are fucking crazy. She's fucking crazy. This is amazing.
Yes, whoever that is.
Amazing
Marry
footage.
That person.
Amazing footage. Dude, she needs to be in a hospital, insane asylum. Just watched it again. She's yucky and a disgrace to humanity.
Jesus.
I really thought this was a joke at first. What are affirmation walks? Yeah. And then I was like, I do affirmation walks.
They're like intrigued by what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm like, I do affirmation walks. I do this and that. I've never met anybody as terrible as you. You owe me money. You got to give me contacts. What, you know? And I'm like, I'm sending people after you. And these people.
People believed it.
Believed it. But
all
weekend.
That's so sad how
dumb
they are.
Yeah. But also, I was shooting a short, and I had so many lines to memorize, and all I did was keep making more videos. I did memorize the lines, and I had fun, but I had to block my friend because we were having so much fun with him sending me their reactions and then me making new videos.
You blocked him on your phone?
I had to because it was so funny. Like, I would just keep making videos, and I loved hearing these reactions.
Right.
It was, and being mean... is so therapeutic.
Of you too.
It's therapeutic saying those mean things, but it's not true. But now I'm like, oh my God, it was so fun.
Now you're mean.
But the funniest part of all of it was that they believed it. Who's videotaping themselves?
Yeah, that one, that's a red flag. Who's gonna be like, let me take out my phone, let me open camera, go to video, press play, record this. Send
being
it
being the worst person ever.
And
like,
then send it to
evidence.
Someone. Like, send a mean text. I mean, yeah, still evidence, but, like, a video is worse.
Yeah.
Because in text, you can be like, oh, I was just joking.
Yeah.
Like, a video is like, here's my rage.
Yeah.
I want you to see my emotions
it's
in this.
It's so funny.
And I want it to be shareable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can't believe they believed it. These people don't sound like friends, first of all.
Second, well, they were really worried about him. They were super worried about
him. Yeah, but they also, like, are trying to dictate what he should do.
Yeah.
I feel like there's two sides to this story.
Yeah. I feel like they liked that it was happening to him in a way.
That's so awful. I like that you had to block him.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah. Because I was having too much fun with it. I had to memorize my lines.
You have self-control.
It was kind of like the funnest thing of all time. Just being like, I'm back.
I just got back.
Yeah, from my affirmation walk.
Yeah.
I had a necklace on. I was like, see this? It says willingness. And
you're like trying to be positive.
Yeah, I was just like, I was just out with my A-lister friends. Oh, it was so fun. Okay. All right.
Can we talk about your friend at the hair salon?
Okay, yeah. We can't name names, though.
We're never naming names.
Yeah.
We don't edit.
semi kind of famous person. But my friend, I met this woman once in New York, and then once here. We don't know each other that well. We have a lot of mutual friends, but my friend Tom and I were just walking by.
Who might make a cameo? We're supposed to come over any second.
Yeah. He and I were just walking by a hair salon, and she darted out with the cape on and her hair still in the color stuff.
She stopped the woman who was doing her hair. I need to run out.
And ran out and told us this whole story that we didn't even understand.
Can you imagine just walking by and someone from a hair salon in full hair salon mode, like the hair and curlers, they have that, what is that called?
Smock.
Yeah. They have that smock on, telling you something that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like an acquaintance.
And so then I just agreed to everything because I was like, I'm definitely witnessing a bipolar moment.
Yes.
And because it was a rant and I didn't know what she was talking about.
And in the day and age of like cell phones and internet.
And
like,
Tom, this was 2 years ago. Tom was magic. Tom was magic. He just stood there like smiling and like being like, oh, really? You know? And it was, oh my God, it was so fun. Because Tom was there. If I was by myself, I'd be like, oh, man. Yeah. You'd be annoyed and bummed out.
And you would think no one would believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The extent of the craziness. But Tom was just there, like, his face, he was just like, uh-huh. Like, it was so funny.
Totally understanding of this crazy woman.
So Tom didn't know who it was. So as soon as we walked away, he was just like, do you know that woman?
That's how crazy she sounded and looked.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That is wild.
It's amazing.
I want to see that in real life.
Yeah.
Or in a video.
We need to make a video of it.
Yeah. I'm so down for that.
Synchronicity. I'm with somebody who loves me. Any synchronicities you could think of?
Oh, no, I wasn't thinking of any. I'm sure there are. And I noticed them more since you mentioned them. When we first started hanging out. Not today, but I mean in general.
I'm glad you're doing stand-up again. I was waiting for the day. Thank you. And you had some... Mark Maron, you heard on his podcast?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I don't really like Mark Maron at all. And I don't think he's funny. I will say he was great on Glow.
He's so great.
So good. But anyways, he was on RuPaul's podcast a while ago, and I avoided listening to the episode because I'm like, oh, he's so annoying. He's probably just going to talk the whole time. Which was a little bit true, but during it, he talked about how he would be nervous before he'd go on stage, which is a little... I think it's comforting to always hear that from someone who's been doing it for so long. But then it's also like, fuck, this never goes away. Because you want to at least have one point in your career or whatever where you're not afraid.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he, once before going on stage, said out loud, this is your home. And then he felt totally comfortable and fine.
I love it.
Because he felt at home. And I feel like your home is the one place where you should be 100% yourself.
Yes.
And I make it a point to make my apartment my home of, like, I can be me and have not feel shamed or embarrassed or whatever.
Right.
Because I felt that way my whole life.
Oh, no.
And now I feel great.
And now you feel great.
Yeah, now I feel like I'm
home. I gotta be me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's hard when you have parents that don't let you be yourself.
No, not at all.
My mom let me be myself, but my dad, no.
Yeah. No, I can't be myself when I go home. But that's okay, because I can be it here, and I can be it with my friends.
But the goal is, Bashar says, look at, how did we both do this?
Are you fucking kidding me? We both synchronicity. Our hands,
we both drew nails.
Which I never do.
It's so weird. Bashar said that the trick is to be yourself no matter what.
Yeah, which is hard, but I'm but now 100% I'm determined doing to it. Do it. Oh yeah, I'm trying to do it as much as I
it's
can.
It's kind of amazing, and for me to stop blaming other people for why I can't be myself.
Yes, because it's no one's fault.
It's nobody's fault but my own. And if someone so doesn't like me, who gives a shit?
It doesn't matter. It's
who
so,
gives a fucking
it's
shit?
It's so comforting to not care what people think. Who it gives feels a so fuck? Good. It
if
feels
somebody
so
doesn't
good.
Like me, I don't give a shit. Really?
I don't care at all.
It's weird that you
and it's like, oh, that's your fault because I'm great.
It's a weird thing you do. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anybody that doesn't want to have you in their life
is a piece of shit.
They really are. They're missing out
they're
on
missing
magic.
They're missing out on
pure
joy
magic.
And magic
yeah.
And light and love.
Yeah.
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 Just saying.
Just saying.
No, yeah. I think there's something wrong with them. I think it's an insecurity or like yeah. a projection.
But
isn't doing anything wrong.
You could tell yourself that you don't care what people think. But if you're feeling bad... You are caring what people think.
Oh,
and
totally.
You're not being yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's take a inventory of where you're not being yourself
mm-hmm.
and where you're caring what people think.
Yeah. And
I'm coming out with this right now.
It.
I'm coming out with this as we speak.
Write it down.
I like this. Take inventory. Sorry, we don't edit. You're going to hear this twice. But now you might want to...
But you
now you don't have to rewind it.
Should hear it twice. Yeah.
Take inventory
now
of...
Now it's going to hit record.
Where you are caring what people think.
I think if someone doesn't like you, take a step back and see if there was anything you did do. Because maybe you said something wrong or whatever.
Right.
But if you look back and you're like, oh, no, I was totally nice to this person. I wasn't rude or whatever... Then it's on them, and then it's their fault, not yours.
Yeah.
So don't stress about it.
Yeah.
Because there was someone that didn't like me, and I was just like, what is happening? Why? And I was stressed out about it. And then the next day I woke up, and I was just like, oh, this doesn't matter.
Who the hell doesn't like you?
I don't want to say it on here. We don't edit. I think it's fine now.
Oh, okay.
But at the time, it was very like...
Did you like the person yourself?
Yeah, I had like almost no interaction prior to. But they did a weird thing. And maybe I'm reading into it.
Was
too.
It a woman?
Yeah.
I think...
A lot of women don't like
I
me at
first.
I think
women are very... don't like either of us because... Because we're
a
ourselves.
A lot of women don't, yeah.
And we are not conforming to what they think we should
true,
be.
Yeah.
And they get very uncomfortable because they've
yeah.
conformed. But maybe they haven't. But I
think so, but it's always been women. It's almost never been a guy
yeah.
that doesn't like me.
99.
Or it's like my guy friends, girlfriends, who they'll hear about me and then they don't like me. And then I'm like... Honey, it's fine. I don't
yeah.
like. I'm not trying to get with your boyfriend or anything
yeah.
like that. And then they meet me, and it's fine.
Yeah.
But there's always that weird, like, yeah, my girlfriend said this, and I'm like, how could she say that about me? You've never even met. What are you
yeah.
talking about? You're causing this drama.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always a woman, and it's weird.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
And also, we don't have to hang out. It's fine.
Yeah.
This isn't forced.
But then they love you when they
yes.
meet.
Yes. Because I'm great.
Yeah.
And if they don't, I don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
I don't care. I don't care.
Don't
I don't care.
Give
I don't care.
A fuck
I don't care.
What
I don't care.
Anybody thinks. That
nope, nope,
is the
nope,
rule.
Nope,
that's
nope.
the rule.
I think people are also intimidated by how confident we are.
Yeah.
Because that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Especially when you meet someone new.
Yeah.
Because then they're like,
singing Whitney Houston?
They're like super suspicious of like, what's your deal?
What's our
here?
Intentions?
Yeah,
when
it's like,
just joy.
Just joy and being ourselves.
We want to be joyful.
Yeah, exactly.
We want to be happy.
Also, no offense, I'm not even thinking about you. I'm just trying to be myself
yeah.
100% of the time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
please, just be yourself.
Yeah.
And
be yourself. Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Should we end on that?
I think so.
Okay, I think that's good. Inventory.
Singing Whitney Houston. I need I'm not gonna do it now. I can't do it now. I need music.
Oh, okay.
You can play it.
All right. Let's. Should we find the woman?
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll keep talking.
I'll keep talking. I'll keep talking while you
look
it up.
We're
gonna
look
it up. Oh, okay. I know what I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Before I perform, I've never told anybody this.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're saying it now on
yes.
recording?
Yes. Before I perform on something that's important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I very first started stand-up, I would get really horny before
Wait,
I perform.
Wait, say that sentence again because I was not paying attention.
I would get really horny before I performed when I first started.
Stand up?
And now before, like, it's a high-end thing. I don't know what it's what.
Would you have to, like, do something to, or would it go away when you would tell a joke? I've never heard anything like
no,
that.
No, I'd be horny until I got up on stage. When I'm on stage, I'm not horny.
Would it start
until
when you're home or on your way there?
Home, then on the way there, and then in the club, and then as soon as I get on stage, it'll go away.
Wow. That's never heard that before.
Like, unbelievably.
That's what weed does. Not all the time.
Weed didn't make me unbelievably horny, but performing makes me, like, it's unbearable.
This still happens now?
It does still happen now, yeah. But only when I'm...
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it only happened when, like, semi-recently, and only usually with edibles is it happened with me, where I'm just, like, laughing, and I'll say out loud, my life is like a cartoon, and then I'll just be like, oh my god, I need to take care of this. It's, like, so overpowering, where I'm just like,
wow,
I can't
I understand, because I get like that before. That's the only time
function.
I get like that.
But, like, they talked about it on this web series I watched, and then a friend was like, thank god someone mentioned this, because no one talks about it. And I'm like, right, no one does talk about it. No one mentions how horny it makes you. And I feel like that's a thing they should add to.
Yeah.
Turn the sound off while you're texting back.
It's Tommy.
Tommy said hi.
He's coming.
Okay, great. He's here?
Is it? What
the, Oh, he doesn't know. He used to live here.
What a crazy
Anyways, thing. It makes me, like, just stop the presses here.
Warm.
I need to take care of this.
It's warm. And you're just like,
and you're,
oh.
Yeah, but I think it's weird because you're stoned, too, so you're laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is so silly. My life is ridiculous. It's a cartoon.
I didn't even get horny when I took ecstasy. Like, everybody's supposed to get, like, so horny when
really?
I took ecstasy. It just didn't do that to me.
Eat an edible and you'll be on
but
fire.
But I ate edibles. It didn't happen to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone else I've talked to said it happened. Like, not with just edibles, but, like, they are like, oh, yeah, I know. And I'm like... Okay, talk about how it makes you hungry and then it makes you horny. Like, that should be
now
in the
subject.
Now
I'm like, now I want to know if it didn't. I don't remember, but I'll never know.
You can't know.
I'll never know.
It's fine. I just think it's funny, and I think it's weird that's never mentioned. Because, again,
well, can you guys
talk about
write
how it makes
in?
Them hungry.
Will you guys write in and tell us your opinions on...
Weed horniness.
Weed horniness. And performing horniness. That doesn't happen for you?
No, never. I'm too nervous to think about being horny. I've never heard anyone say that, though. So I'm curious
I've never talked about it before.
Okay, are you ready to hear this one?
Okay, yeah. You found it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is heaven.
There's already 5 videos on here. Okay. I wonder if you can hear. Who's saying that? Take her photo. So mad because I would be like, we've had to sit through this for 4 or 3 hours. I'm taking
a photo
and a video.
I couldn't believe
this bitch wants to be famous.
Yeah, why didn't they take a video?
Yeah, I mean, this person,
I wish we could have seen her face.
Me too. That's how I sound though.
So gratifying.
We have the same voice. That could have been me.
Yeah.
It could have been you.
It's kind of been both of us.
Could have been both of us.
Could have been so beautiful.
Could have been us. All right. Well, that's our episode for today.
Horny, horny, horny.
We hope you're horny like listening to
We're going to do a...
Experiment?
I'm going to do a list of things that we want you to write in about. If you get horny before you perform, horny on edibles, know anything about Frank Sinatra Jr.
And
the trunk. If you know, or anybody, 911, not 911, sorry, I'm exaggerating.
411.
411. If you know anybody that was on that plane, we need more information.
That's the most, like,
red alert.
That's the most pressing. I need to know who was on that plane.
Yeah, get back to us.
And everything about that woman.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Zap it.
Bye.
Bye.